Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Let me clear up the rumor mill right now. From the text line, my Dana and Parks friend says that Scott got engaged while he was in Cancun. If so, congratulations, Scott. Let me assure you of one thing. And I promise you this.
Ain't nobody put no more rings on anything.
that's exactly right. Ain't no more rings being bought.
You know the song, if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. We're going to make up a new song that you and I cannot ever put any rings on anything ever again.
No more rings going on anything.
We're just not
going
to do it.
No.
We all have our strengths in life.
And
putting rings on it, not one of them.
That's a weakness. That's a weakness. I went to Cancun, had a wonderful time, took a lady friend.
Yeah.
We are not engaged, never will get engaged.
I would have killed you myself.
She knows that.
If you had come back, Sam and I would have taken you out back and we would have had a very stern discussion.
Would there have been a baseball bat?
There might have been.
We would have gone straight to the pickleball court and just dropped soft ones in front of the net and watched you try to go for them.
Soft ones in front of the net. Just blow the knees out.
One at a time.
One at a time. We had a wonderful time in Cancun. It is beautiful. Somebody says, hey, Scott, I haven't been in Cancun for a while. Is it still the same? Yes, it is. I go to Cancun every year. It is beautiful.
By the way, that view from your room that you posted a picture of every single day.
Well, you've been to the GR Solaris.
Mm-hmm.
You know how beautiful that place
is. I was there
is.
For my 40th birthday.
10 years ago.
That is correct, Scott.
I had to rub that one in. Really highlight that one. It was a decade
was
ago.
That really,
I feel better now. I feel better now than I did when I was 40.
Did you really go to the GR Solaris for your
40th birthday.
Mm-hmm. That was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And
we've gotten old together.
Well, do you want to tell everybody the trouble you guys got into at the GR?
We didn't get into a ton of trouble.
When you stole the pot?
I think someone...
And took it to your room?
It was not me, number one.
Was that Allison?
Number two, I did take a funny photo with the aerobics instructor, the water aerobics instructor.
Mm-hmm.
That got me in trouble because he was this, 28-year-old Latin.
Fit.
Oh, they are very fit.
You could literally do your laundry on their ass.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But we had a very good time. It was 10 years ago.
Was it 10 years
ago? Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that crazy?
God.
Update from Go Red for Women today. I am so excited to announce this because Nikki from Down the Hall at Punch and Nikki Show is super involved for, I think, the last 13 years or something because she lost her grandmother to heart issues. We all went to the Go Red for Women event today. They just raised more than $1 million in Kansas City to support women's heart health.
That's great.
And I'm telling you, Scott, that room, I will go to this event every single year. It was every leader, every business owner, woman all wearing red, but of all ages and walks of life, but powerful women in this enormous ballroom.
Nikki Vivas was there.
All there for heart health.
Roxanne was.
Oh, our general manager went. Friends of mine that are business owners all over Kansas City were there. Ran into 100 people I know. I was like, oh my gosh. The women really turn out for this, and it was so much fun, and
please
congratulations.
Tell me that some men showed up?
No. Well, Kevin Holmes was there. My friend Kevin from 41 was there.
He was the MC?
The MC.
Kind of awkward.
That was it. Yeah, Chris actually said to me, can I go?
A dude was the MC for a women's
Chris
event.
Goes, can I go? And I go, it would be super awkward if you went, because there are no men there.
And then Kevin Holmes was there.
Yeah, he and colleague.
Why are there no men there?
Because it's Go Red for Women Day, Sam. Every day is Man's Day. This is a woman's day.
That's not true. That's not true, and you know
it's
that.
It's sort of true.
I would go red for women.
I know you would. In fact, I think Chris is wearing a red tie today. I said, you should wear a red tie. No, you know I'm kidding. It was just, it was super cool, and they acknowledged women who have gone above and beyond to get the word out that we need screenings, we need, you know, to be better with our diet, we need to, like, support each other, all those things.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, yeah.
Amen to that. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. A male columnist has apologized for a cringeworthy moment during former University of Iowa superstar. I know you talked about this earlier this week. Sam, do you have the audio on this?
The first row on the right there for Greg.
Oh, God.
Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Oh, God.
It's bad. I said that day he would be fired before the day's end. The next day, he was not. He wrote a column apologizing to her and for being part of the problem.
And he should. It was inappropriate.
Even the sports guys were debating this today. Was that a fireable offense? Was it so bad that it was fireable? And they said they did not think so.
I don't think it's fireable. It's definitely cringeworthy.
A 55-year-old credentialed member of the media.
I don't think it's fireable, but I think it's definitely a lesson in how not to sound so creepy.
I mean, he sounds... Play it again, Sam.
I don't. Ugh, stop playing it. It drives me crazy.
Play it again.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
He makes the heart.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Oh.
He has friends in the media. Long time. You know, he was like the AP Sports Writer of the Year once or twice. Like, he's not some schlep.
Talent. He's got talent.
Okay? And so, friends that know him and have worked with him even went out on social media and said, oh my gosh, what?
Make it me and we'll get along fine.
What are you doing?
What does that even mean?
He also asked the head coach of the Indiana Fever, you've just been handed the keys to that, referring to Clark as that. What are you going to do with it? And that has ruffled some feathers too.
Why?
That one I think is less aggressive because you can make that same exact comment about, say, Steph Curry.
What bothered me the most about his column apology was how much time he spent talking about himself. And I know that he's probably trying to reflect and do better, but it seemed very...
self-serving?
Yeah. I mean, he said, I went through all of the stages here in the last 24 hours. Denial, grief, anger, where I was angry, where I was like, I would have said the same thing to a guy.
I like that you're here.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, of course he wouldn't have.
He would have never given the heart symbol to a guy from the Indianapolis Pacers. Or the Indiana Pacers. Sorry. He would have never done that. And said, hey, you know, Reggie Miller, give this to me. And we're going to be friends for a long time.
All right, but wait. Former ESPN host Sage Steele posted on Twitter that he has been unprofessional for years, and not only does he get away with it, he gets rewarded. Just do your job, she writes, and stop trying to be funny. This, quote, man is another example of why no one trusts the media anymore. She writes, do better.
And he does say that in his apology that that's kind of his staple. He asks an off-the-cuff question, although that wasn't really a question, to loosen up the athletes when he first meets them. Again, well, I think this is a great lesson in how to sound less creepy.
Yeah.
I like that you're here.
Did you see, by the way, that she is reportedly signing a deal with Nike? Adidas was in the running.
Eight figures.
Yeah. Adidas was in the running and one, maybe Under Armour. I'm trying to remember. Nike ended up reportedly being the one that she's going to go with. Was it $8 million?
No, it's more than that. They said eight figures, not seven.
Is it $80 million, Sam? It's so much money, I don't even remember. We mentioned it.
Her deal with whichever, Sam, if you'll
it's,
look
it's
it up.
It's definitely
if you don't mind,
Nike.
Whichever company it is,
It is Nike.
It literally dwarfs.
It's so much
her
money.
Salary.
I don't even know what eight figures means.
It does not say a number. It just says an eight figure,
which means 10 million or more.
Correct. That would be 6 zeros plus
good,
two.
Good for her.
I've got to find
good
it.
Her.
I'm telling you, it. Someone leaked it, and if it's not eight, is it crazy to think it was 80? No, I mean, here it is. Here it is.
I think that would be
here
crazy.
It is.
20 million
this
plus.
Is yeah from Bleacher Report. They're just saying it's more than 20 million.
Good for her.
Yep.
She's earned it.
Now that she's here.
I like that you're here. Can you hear my breath when
okay,
I say
okay, can we just
here?
Promise me we will never play that clip again? Because I had to put up with it when it broke. Then we had to
I
play
like
it again.
Okay.
Then we had to play it again during the apology.
Wait,
and
again,
now Scott's
Sam?
Back. Like, let's listen to it again.
Oh, I've made this a bumper.
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
That's great. That's great. So I told you
well, before you continue,
I
have become
song.
Such
I literally
a,
hate this song.
I love this song. I have become such a Swiftie that
oh God,
I am
go
going
back to Cancun.
Be quiet.
I don't know what to say about it. This is a true story. If you're just joining us that Scott this morning, I was like, I would like to start the show with the new Post Malone collaboration with Taylor Swift. It's incredible. And
I'm
he
concerned.
Replied, and I quote, have you heard Florida? It's even better. 31 songs. Wow. I'm a Swiftie. And I replied,
I did write that.
Blink twice if you've been kidnapped.
I did write that.
Or Scott's well-being, but I'm concerned.
So now I'm reading a CBS News story about who all these songs are about.
Yeah.
Like Maddie Healy apparently is in some of these songs.
Oh, you're going to do a deep dive and you are not even going to know what has happened to you.
The song Alchemy is about Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
The song Thank You, A Me, and keep in mind, the only capital letters are K-I-M, so they think that song is about Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't...
Somebody get me an Iron Maiden record right now, please. What has happened to me?
I don't know.
Please go home.
Seek
and
help.
And the second that you get home, I want you
I'm
to
gonna,
put...
I'm going to listen to an Iron Maiden record.
I want you to put your Thin Lizzy, your best Thin Lizzy track... on the 8-track machine, and let her rip.
I'm literally reading about who all these songs are about.
Because I'm concerned. We need to have an intervention.
Okay. Dana.
Yeah. So you need to seek help, and I sought help this week because I was slightly late for one of my doctor appointments, one of my annual doctor appointments. That women, we have to do all these appointments, right? And so I'm in there, and they want you to go online before you ever arrive, fill out all the paperwork, upload your insurance card, and you know all of that stuff just drives me crazy. Quite frankly, I don't have time for that kind of stuff. But we have to adult. We have to do this stuff. So I'm annoyed and late as I'm scrolling through, the 96,000 pages of, you know, the what I'm allergic to stuff. I understand that. But the questions were very... in depth in a way that I was even for a doctor's office. I'm like, do you really need to know all of these things? And let me give you an example. This was for a gynecological appointment. All right. Okay.
Didn't need to know that, but okay.
One of the questions, fine. Has the patient had excessive sun exposure?
Yes.
To which I replied, no.
That's a lie.
Followed by, this is a gynecologist.
But that's a lie.
Followed by, does the patient wear a seatbelt when riding in a car, truck, or van? All right. Again, I'm going in for my annual gynecological exam. You think my uterus is going to go flying out the front shield window if I'm not belted in? And so part of it was annoyed that I had to fill all this stuff out. Part of it was more like, why is this part of the paperwork? I was more intrigued than anything. Why would an OBGYN want to know whether or not I wear my seatbelt? The answer is yes, that I do.
Well, you have to. Your car would go ding, 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 ding. It would drive you crazy.
Why are they asking? It would be like the dentist saying to you, do you wear your seatbelt? Well, I just came in to get my teeth cleaned. Do we have to have this societal discussion right now?
With the dentist, that could matter, though, because if you get in a wreck and hit your face
I
on your
guess,
steering wheel.
Maybe. Please explain to really, me why Sam? A gynecologist would need to know whether or not I wear my seatbelt. There's
that one I don't know.
Zero reason.
What does it matter if you've been in the sun?
I would also say that.
But this is a gynecological.
That they would say, go see a dermatologist if that's. Now, there are questions that I really appreciate. Do you feel safe at home?
Yes. Well,
that there is a very real need and reason to ask that question.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
I am at a loss over the seatbelt.
I'm struggling to find a reason why.
Let me ask you this. If your pediatrician said to you, do you wear your seatbelt?
When their children were younger, okay.
Do you wear your seatbelt? Would you be annoyed? Or do you smoke in the home? Would you be annoyed?
Doctors inquire about seatbelt usage for insurance purposes and to encourage positive preventative health practices. Regular seatbelt use lowers the risk of...
But Sam, for insurance purposes, I would lie.
Yeah.
I would just say, yeah.
Some people wouldn't.
Who would tell the truth?
I don't know.
Because I've heard this before. A pediatrician could say, because their patient is not you, the adult. Their patient is the child.
Correct.
And they have and can ask about habits in the home. And you probably have the right to say that's none of your business. If I smoke 6 packs a day in the car like we used to with the windows rolled up. Remember that?
Yes.
I used to get ashes flecked on me when they would go, they would try to flick their ashes out the window.
Your parents smoked?
Oh, for many years.
So did mine.
They all did in the 70s.
It was healthy, remember?
Part of, yeah. Well, 5 out of 7 doctors prefer Camel.
Without the filter.
Right?
Everything that I am finding is because of insurance purposes.
Why? What does that have to do with insurance? Well, I don't understand.
And what I don't understand is what would prevent you from lying? I mean, I would just say, yeah, I wear my seatbelt. No, now, I don't smoke.
I loved the doctor. I will be back. I absolutely loved her. I loved her to the point that I sent my daughters a text and said, go sign up.
And I think they have to ask those questions.
Why?
As Sam said, for insurance purposes.
Yeah.
You guys keep saying that, but you're not explaining it.
It's basically just the insurance's way of getting those questions in front of you more often. It doesn't matter for the gynecologist's office, but it does matter to your insurance, which they're going to turn that paperwork into your insurance.
If someday I get into an auto wreck, they would have a copy of that and go, aha, you said to your gynecologist you didn't wear a seatbelt.
Well, I didn't that day. I have no idea. I have no idea.
If you're a doctor, will you please explain this to me?
913-586-7798.
Orange Kool-Aid or grape? I mean, some of the questions I was just like, huh, that's odd.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up right after 5 o'clock, we have Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. We will start that promptly at 5:06, right after the news. Let's go to the phones. Mel in Overland Park. Mel, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, I've been doing medical billing for about 35 years.
Oh, wow.
The reason why they ask all those questions, it's called PQRS. It's Physician Quality Reporting Systems. Medicare put this into place early 2000s, and basically providers have to give X amount. So if it's a surgeon, they have to give X amount. So do you smoke? Do you need help quitting smoke? Do you do this? And there's certain guidelines they have to do. If those are not met, then Medicare will take 3% away from the payment
every time that they
pay per patient.
But Mel, I understand what you're saying, but what is to prevent me from lying?
You can lie. It's just the same as when you say, are you married, single, widowed?
Have you ever used illicit drugs?
No.
Well, yeah, everybody's going to say no, but, I mean, it has to be asked. It's for reporting purposes for Medicare to get back. It's not going to come back and say Dana does whatever, Scott does whatever.
Huh. I guess I just don't understand if they know everyone's going to lie on some of the personal questions.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Because as providers, we have to ask.
Okay.
Well, but what about the, and Dana brought this up in the last segment, the do you feel safe in your own home? I mean,
that has to do with more of domestic relationships. That's when you can ask, and at that point you can pull somebody aside and say, I don't feel comfortable, my husband beats me, or whatever the case may be.
Yep. And that is a very effective tool. In all of those offices.
It does work.
Yes, it's in the bathrooms. It's pull any of our staff members. Yeah, all of it.
I'm not opposed to it.
Was detailed. It was, do you feel safe at home? Are you being verbally abused? Are you being...
Physically.
Yeah, physically abused.
Sexually.
All of those things.
And text line, no, this is not a HIPAA violation. You volunteer the information.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave in Liberty. Dave, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Maybe it could also be one of these things like when you go in to do your mortgage and they say, we will not sell your information to anybody. And then after you close your mortgage 2 weeks later, I'm being inundated by mail from people wanting to insure my house because they just saw that I got a new mortgage. Maybe with insurance companies, they do the same thing. Maybe they share this information with other insurance providers who may pay for this information to make their determinations if they need to raise the cost of auto insurance for people who don't wear their seatbelts while they're driving.
I don't know.
All right, Dave. Why go for a million when you can get a billion? From the text line, not everyone lies. That's true. Not everyone does lie.
They should.
Whoa, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. Why would you? If they're going to use it to raise your insurance and you don't like to wear your seatbelt, just say that you wear your seatbelt.
To the texter's point.
I know she kept saying we have to report it, but.
But why and to whom?
Why and to whom and for what purpose when most people, if you're being asked a question, do you do a bad thing? You're going to go,
no,
I'm not going to admit that in this electronic form thing.
Dana, do you ever not wear your seatbelt?
No.
Exactly.
They play nice. They get more money. That's how it is.
Okay.
If they refuse to ask those questions, as she said, they lose 3% of their payback.
You know what would be funny? If they hid and watched me filling this out, but then they threw in a bunch of just bizarre questions at the end that really don't anything. Dana, when was the last time you ate an entire bratwurst?
Sunday when I go over to Scott's house.
Literally just... It would actually be funny to watch if they just came up. Honestly, the most. Have you ever murdered someone and hidden the body?
Have you ever ordered pineapple on a pizza?
Like, what?
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Why does my gynecologist need to know this?
Now, I went to the DMV this week to renew my driver's license and get the real ID, and they have a list of 12 questions that you have to answer. One of them, are you a regular user of illegal drugs?
Wait, at the DMV, they ask you, are you a regular user of illegal drugs?
Who has ever checked yes?
Who's going to say yes to that?
Actually, I do. I am.
And by the way, the weirder part about it was there was 12 questions, And she goes, can you go ahead and just read down that list and give me a verbal
yeah,
yes
just
or
give
no?
Give me a verbal.
Well, wait, which one are we on
which
now?
Which one are we on?
It's like when you're on the plane.
Wait, I'm not on drugs.
Yes, nor, yes, nor, no, no. Wait, no, that one was yes. Wait, which one are you on? Hold on. Can you give me a number?
It's like when you're on the plane and you're in the exit row and the stewardess, check that, flight attendant,
yep,
comes to you and says, hey, look at me in the eye. Everybody look at me in the eye. Take your headphones out. Can you open this door? Can you help us if we need to? Are you going to give up that leg space
no.
and say, you know, actually, I don't think I'm physically able to do this. I don't think I can do it.
I have seen people give up the leg space.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those people are called morons.
I raised my hand and said, I can do it.
I'll do it. I'm going to give up all that leg space by telling the truth.
Do you know after the last child graduates high school, I will never again have to fill out, is it okay to give him acetaminophen, Tylenol, rash medication? You know the paperwork you have to fill out every single year.
Yes.
I have lived in the same house 22 years. All of my information is still the same.
Nothing's changed.
And he's still not allergic to anything.
Yeah, did their allergies change every
year?
Why do you have to fill that out every single year?
Now, wait a minute. We did talk about this yesterday at my doctor's office. I have grown into a bizarre allergy.
You can.
That I sort of don't want to talk about, but I will.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to hear about
this. Oh, yeah.
What are you allergic to?
surgical glue, which by the way, you don't know that until it's way too late and you are completely covered in hives. And I figured that out several years ago, number one.
What is surgical glue?
It's like they use it to suture you up instead of like sutures.
When have you had surgery?
5 years ago, 7 years ago. I don't remember. Just follow me here.
Okay.
There's something in that glue that is also maybe in certain, I don't want to say latex products, but certain products that are like Band-Aids, to which I have become extremely allergic.
You can have adult onset allergies.
That is what my doctor told me yesterday. Mm-hmm. She goes, it's actually very common to grow into some bizarre allergies as you get older.
Yep.
And that is one of them. And I'm telling you, it's happened a couple of times where I will just start itching and I'm going nuts. And I don't know if it's like, it's the glue that is on the Band-Aid. Does that make sense?
The adhesive. Thank
you. Could not think of that word. I am allergic to adhesive.
Hang on.
I know it. It just happened. And if I told you where and how, you would die laughing, but I'm not going to. I'll tell you off the air. And then you can tell me how we describe the reaction that I had, because it is funny.
I think I'm already connecting the dots and I'm
okay,
uncomfortable.
So the adhesive that is used in a bandage is called acrylic polymer.
Acrylic polymer.
Acrylic polymer.
How common is that allergy? Let me look.
Pretty common. I've heard of it before.
I've heard people say, are you allergic to Band-Aids? And I'm like, no, that's weird. Who's allergic to Band-Aids? I think I'm allergic to the glue.
Acrylic polymer.
Okay.
A-C-R-Y-L-I-C. Polymer.
Let me look. No, that's the market. Who is allergic? How come I'm allergic to allergy? Hang on. I think it's pretty common.
Did the doctor's office questions feel like
actually,
an interrogation?
I don't think it is.
2.4% of people. Nope, just me, people. Just me. 2.4% have an allergy to at least one type of chemical used in acrylic and gel-based polymers.
Okay, that's basically just you.
Yep.
I put on a Band-Aid, no problem.
Guess what else this stuff's in? Super glue, nail adhesives. What else? Huh. Yeah.
In a study of 2 billion Band-Aid users, 4 patients were allergic.
Wait. Say it again. Sam, you were laughing too much. Say it again.
This is a very weird study, but it says in 2 billion Band-Aid users, 4 patients were allergic.
Four.
Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Happy Friday. And I have the reservation for you for Funky Town tonight if you're coming. My thing is this, the surgical glue thing, I use that liquid bandage all the time, and I don't hardly use Band-Aids at all. I told Sam on the on hold, the worst sales plug that I remember is when I hate when someone calls me on the phone and cold calls me.
I mean, you have other, you know, tens of millions of people in this area, and you had to bug me about a real estate or whatever the heck it might be. I mean, I don't get that. I remember some of the medical questionnaires. A certain health system does that. They ask, you know, are you suffering from depression? Or do you have happiness in your life currently? I mean, that's a standard question.
Kurt, do you?
We do not need to know your medical history, Kurt.
Do you have happiness in your life?
Right now I do, because I'm talking to you guys.
Okay. Well, good for you, Kurt. Okay, all right. Friend. There is a word for my allergy. Why do I always have the weird things? Have you ever noticed that?
Like an invisible chin hair?
Yeah. It's called irritant contact dermatitis. That's what I have.
Sorry?
Irritant contact dermatitis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that with the adhesive or with the chin hair?
Both.
Okay. Mike in Topeka.
Sorry.
Hi, Mike.
I hate you both.
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you.
So I can think of at least two medical reasons why your gynecologist might ask you about wearing a seatbelt. One is if you're pregnant and they want to make sure that your seatbelt is going to cause complications. But also, I noticed she has PCOS, and the way she wears her seatbelt, and if it's too tight, can cause her to have uterine complications from that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they want to make sure that it's, you know, not too tight that it's going to cause you problems.
Odd that the man calls in to advise the women. Interesting. Festivus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. If you have one, start calling in at 5 o'clock, 913-586-7798. The FAA, Dana Wright, is investigating how two jetliners were put on an apparent collision course.
Again.
As they were leaving Reagan National Airport yesterday morning, prompting air traffic controllers to frantically radio each plane to stop. We were on the tarmac yesterday in Cancun, and I was on Frontier Airlines, which, by the way, can I just say something very quickly?
Yes.
Frontier is fine, but their seats.
Are they terrible?
I will probably never fly Frontier Airlines again. It's like riding on a park bench.
Yep. I just did it.
For 3 hours.
How are you going to get to Cancun direct?
Southwest.
Yeah, they just added one, didn't they?
Southwest added a Cancun route. Yep. Frontier, they nickel and dime you to death. Their airfare is really cheap. Carry-on, $133.
Yeah, and if you forget to correctly, there was a fee when we went down that...
Did you go on Frontier?
Yep. If you needed to ask a question of an agent at the gate, $80. I swear to you. $80 if you had a question. Because our travel agent said... Make sure you have all of your documents. You have everything in order because when you get there,
they nickel and dime you.
If you need to ask something, it's $80.
So, Sam, when we were packing yesterday, if your checked baggage is a pound over 40, it is an extra $100. So I had a carry-on bag that I paid $133 for, right?
Yeah.
I've never packed so much stuff into a carry-on suitcase in my life. And when we checked in at KCI to go to Cancun, the bag was 35 pounds. The check-in bag was 35 pounds. So you know how it is in Cancun.
Someone slip a bowling ball in there?
No. So you know how it is in Cancun. It's humid. Clothes get a little heavier because when you're packing your bag, everything's a little bit heavier.
Yeah. Bag of sand.
Right, right.
Unless some illegal coral.
So I didn't eat... Really? Really?
So smuggling wildlife?
We didn't even buy souvenirs for fear that the checked bag would go over 40 pounds.
This is just his way after all 4 hours today of just very quietly letting me know that there is no souvenir. It took him all the way to almost Festivus for him to just slide that right under the door.
I didn't get a souvenir.
Yep, just not going to be a souvenir this time. I'm okay with it.
Okay. You just got back from Cancun about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Can you remind me what you gave me?
Yeah, what did
a break?
I get?
Stop. We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
We were on the tarmac yesterday, and we were, you know, we had just pulled back from the gate, and I swear to God, there was a Southwest jet that came to make contact.
You know that's what they call it. It made contact. I'm like, no, it didn't. It crashed. It crashed into another plane. And call it what it is.
So we were on the left side of the plane, and I looked out the window, and this Southwest jet is taxiing into the gate. And I looked at T and I go, did that thing almost hit us? And she looks at me and she goes, yes, this Southwest wing. I mean,
it was close.
It was very close.
They almost high fived.
Yeah. We almost like tapped each other.
Right.
A little tappy tap.
That's right.
A little love tap.
A little tappy tap.
A little tap over here.
Have fun in Lawrence tonight. Hey. No. Get back on the mic.
I am always safe. Safety is always top of my mind.
When you go to Bullwinkle's, when you go to the Hawk, and when you go to the Wheel.
I'm like, I'm back.
No, you're not back.
Or the Shark Bar, whatever it's called.
Be safe.
Tell the bouncer, this is my old stomping ground.
No, it's not.
Just tear it up triangle.
It's not your old stomping ground. Not anymore. Festivus Friday is next. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.